And now we go to the markets. JMIS, Andrew Callagher is with us. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, morning, Larry.
So the ECB overnight, what came out of that? Well, that's tonight, is it?
That's been and gone. So European Central Bank had a look at monetary policy. They've left the interest rates unchanged. That was expected. They've left the quantitative easing settings unchanged, also expected. So you've still got very stimulatory monetary policy. I mean, the interbank rate there at minus 0.4%. But we really wanted to see some sort of guidance as to when the process of monetary policy normalization would occur, and possibly whether he said anything about the currency. So it's really about reducing the volume of monthly bond purchases that the central bank does, and that's really what the focus was. And then the context here is also around the euro, or the value of the euro. I mean, the euro is an awful lot stronger than it was 6 months ago. I mean, it bought $1.04 US back in March, and you're now looking at $1.20. So there's been some significant strengthening in the value of the euro. So there is an expectation, though, that they will change this interest rate policy at some stage, because the European eurozone is getting improving economic data. Now, Draghi, or Super Mario as they call him, he did indicate that next month they will set out plans to end that, what is a 2 trillion euro economic stimulus package. And
You've disappeared again, Andrew. Okay, Andrew Kelly. Are you there now, Andrew? Carry on.
Yeah, I'm here. Just this technology is playing havoc with us.
Amazing,
isn't it, Larry?
It
is. So, look, the ECB has also wound up its growth forecast, 2.2% this year, and then 1.8% 2018, 1.7% 2019. So not as robust as here, not as robust in the US, but the momentum is moving in the right way.
All right, issue two, Andrew, is President Trump siding with the Democrats. This is over the debt ceiling.
Yeah, so you referred to it earlier on, is that they have pushed the debt ceiling out, and they're sort of pointing at the damage from the Hurricane Harvey as being the reason there. But in the background, this one is a bit confusing, and I'm still trying to understand the logic. And when we've been talking about the renegotiation of the debt ceiling and the potential market nervousness around that, but Trump's basically sideswiped everyone, and we know he doesn't always see eye to eye with the Republican leadership, but he's really set the cat amongst the pigeons by, in the back room, doing a deal with the Democrats. And rather than looking for a long-term solution to the debt ceiling, which is really what we wanted, he's done a very short-term deal that will only fund the government through to December the 15th. Now, in the background, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who is saying, hey, this is all good, we're going to fund the hurricane issues, he's called this deal ridiculous, which doesn't really sound like he's getting on that well with Trump, but it does mean an awful lot of pressure on the administration right before Christmas. I mean, they said they're going to have to renegotiate the debt ceiling again on December the 15th, and the concern now is that that will give a heck of a lot of leverage to the Democrats, because they're trying to get through a heck of a lot of work just before the Christmas break. And remember, what the markets really want to see, though, is resolution on tax and the pro-growth policies around infrastructure, etc. And we actually haven't seen that yet. So this essentially is Trump just kicking the can down the road for a couple of months.
Now we have autonomous vehicles one step closer in the US.
Yeah, Larry, so we really need Mike here for this, because we know how much he loves electric vehicles, and we know how much he loves the thought of self-drive cars sort of taking all those fancy sports car drivers off the road. But yesterday, the US House Committee approved legislation to give the federal government the final say over the performance of self-drive cars. And this is really an attempt to develop a national standard, not ending up with sort of a plethora of different state legislation. So they want to control the whole thing. So they really wanted to ensure a level playing field across the states. Mike would be very pleased to know that Republican Fred Upton said the future of the automobile is here, and it's self-drive cars, and so he might not be driving his own car around in 10 years' time.
Okay, and the numbers, what are we looking like, Andrew?
Yeah, Dow Jones, 21,763, down 44, or 0.2%. S&P 500, 2463, NASDAQ, 6396. Europe had quite a good session after the ECB comments. The FTSE 100 up 43 at 7396. Nikkei, 19396. Shanghai Composite, 3365. ASX 200 relatively unchanged yesterday, 5689. We were up 14 on the NZX 50, closed at 7804. One New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets this morning will buy you 0.7225 US, 0.8992 Aussie, 0.6018 euro, 0.5523 pounds, 78.4 yen. Gold trading at $1,346, and Brent crude $54.24.
Thank you for your help, Andrew. Have a great weekend. Andrew Kelleher from JMIS.